Time now for your comments. On Wednesday, we reported on a drug heist in which thieves nabbed $75 million worth of antidepressants and antipsychotics from an Eli Lilly warehouse in Connecticut. The theft took place early Sunday morning, and many listeners complained that our guest misspoke when she implied that because of daylight saving time, the thieves benefited from one extra hour of darkness. John Rowell of Sacramento writes, "Daylight saving time does not add an hour of darkness to the night when it is made effective. The sun goes down and comes up the same, whether or not daylight saving time is made effective."
Well, that is, of course, correct. Daylight saving time does not add an hour of darkness to the night. But for you criminal minds out there, if the thieves had broken into the warehouse at the same time early Friday instead of Sunday, they would have had 56 fewer minutes of darkness because of daylight saving time. On Friday, at the scene of the crime, the sun rose at 6:08 a.m., but on Sunday, it didn't rise until 7:04 a.m. A special thanks to NPR's Richard Harris from our science desk for that help.
I spoke with Andy Soule, who is competing in the Paralympic Games, and he became the first U.S. athlete ever to win a Paralympic medal in biathlon. He took bronze in the 2.4-kilometer biathlon. Andy Soule is also a veteran. He was in Afghanistan in 2005 when a roadside bomb exploded next to his Humvee. Both of his legs were amputated above the knee. At one point in that interview, I referred to the accident, and some listeners took issue with that. Bob Harvey writes from Rome, Pennsylvania, "Suffering a wound in combat as a result of the enemy is not an accident. Using accident somehow implies carelessness on his part."
And finally, this from Susan Kunkel of Tacoma, Washington, in response to our review of the Dante Quartet's new recording of the string quartets by Claude Debussy and Maurice Ravel. Kunkel writes this: "Thank you, ATC, for providing a segment that can transport someone from something mundane, like dishwashing, to the ethereal space created by outstanding composers and musicians." Well, thanks for all of your letters, and please keep them coming. You can write to us by going to our website, npr.org, and by clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.